This coming Thursday night, Seattle author and historian Walt Crowley is throwing a party at his house. He's calling it Famous Last Words, which is a pretty literal description of what'll be happening that night. That's because the next day, Walt Crowley is having his voice box removed, the result of a battle he's fighting with laryngeal cancer. Now, if you're like me and you grew up in Seattle, Walt Crowley's soon-to-be former voice is one you're well familiar with. Through his frequent TV and radio appearances, Crowley has come to sort of embody this grumpy, rumpled, populist strain that runs through Seattle. Soon, though, he'll be finding a new way to do that. Walt Crowley joins us now from member station KUOW. Hi, Walt.
Hi.
Now, did I get that description right? This rumpled, well, was that mean or was that accurate?
No, I'm humbled by it. I am a little rumpled, but I do occasionally go to the dry cleaners.
So have you been savoring, you know, every word this week because it, or has it really sunk in?
Well, no, it's sunk in, I guess, although there's always the shock of the reel. That will save that for waking up Saturday morning.
What do you think you're going to miss about talking the way you've been talking for your entire life, which is going to change?
Well, you're going to lose that ability to just, you know, throw off a quip. But, you know, I've had, my voice has been compromised for a variety of reasons for the last 5 or 6 years, not just the cancer and a number of things. So I've kind of gotten used to biting my tongue. It's pretty well scarred. And so I may chomp down on it a little harder after this. But I guess the key thing I want to stress is that losing my natural voice does not mean I lose the ability to communicate, and obviously there's multiple means these days for that, with the internet and, you know, my website HistoryLink and text messaging and emails and all of that. But also, there are artificial means. It's called an electrolarynx, and it generates vibration in your mouth, so then you can, you know, basically speak normally, but it's a kind of a mechanical monotone. So you sound like Stephen W. Hawking, ergo the smartest guy in the room. So what's wrong with that?
Do you feel like if it was going to happen, this is as good a time as any because of actually how much we use all those other modes of communication?
Very much so. The technology today, for, if you will, non-vocal or non-oral communication is so rich and flexible and portable that, I guess the parents of many a teenager will testify to the fact they never use their voice. They're text messaging all the time.
I have to say, and I mean this with the greatest amount of respect, Walt, but you're a guy who, when I was young and watching you on TV, I thought, this is a guy who's kind of grumpy. And do you think this has changed you as a person and the response you've gotten from people?
Yes. It is weird to say it. The experience of the last 18 months with cancer and the treatment and whatever has actually, in some ways, been the most inspiring and moving experience of my life. And it has brought me much closer to a lot of people.
Have you thought about what the absolute last words that you're going to say are before they shoot you up with whatever they shoot you up with?
I doubt if I could say them on public radio.
Why don't you give it a try? We can always we can bleep it out.
It would involve some sexual acts, some historic religious leaders. No, I don't think I want to get you in trouble with the FCC.
Well, that's very big of you. Well, Walt Crowley, one of the co-founders of HistoryLink.org, which is really the best place to go if you need to find out anything about the history of the great city of Seattle. Also an author and maybe most importantly a fellow graduate of Nathan Hale High School in Seattle. Walt Crowley, best of luck. We'll be thinking about you.
Thank you very much.